This is the MUT Radio podcast.
Just 29 minutes after 11. Good morning and welcome to Ihlanganani Midday Show. If you just joined me, igama lami nguMvelo akaHadebe, and I'm with you up until 1 p.m. right here on MUT Radio, shaping on the future. We're still within iMandela month, and I told you, we do have Prof. Kube Naidu, who is going to be joining us live, telling us more on what Mandela Day actually means to him. So we do have Prof. on the line joining us right now. Prof. Naidu, good morning.
Good morning.
So good morning. I hope you are having a nice one, and welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you so much, and good morning to your listeners as well.
Yes, so let's just get straight into it, Prof. So just to our listeners who may not know you, can you formally introduce yourself?
My name is Kube Naidu. I'm a senior lecturer in the Department of Nature Conservation based on the North Campus, and I'm also the faculty representative for community engagement at MUT.
Wow, that is amazing. So, Prof, we're still within Mandela Month, one of the most important months. We're celebrating Mandela legacy. So if I may ask, how important is the Mandela legacy to you as Prof Naidu?
Actually, very important. Maybe I can just start with some, potent words.
Yes.
Mandela said that what counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived. It is what difference we have made to the lives of others that will determine the significance of the life we lead. So I feel that this global icon's extraordinary leadership and life commitment to the cause of ending apartheid and bringing peace and reconciliation to South Africa was an inspiration for, to the whole of humanity. Mm. In particular for us, the struggle for a world free of injustice, racism, discrimination and violence. And his tireless fight against apartheid demonstrated the importance of equality and justice for all. And in negotiating the end of apartheid in South Africa and promoting reconciliation between different racial groups remains a very powerful example of forgiveness and unity. And his commitment to nonviolent resistance against oppression continues to inspire even movements for social change worldwide, presently. And his humility, dedication to serve his nation and focus on the well-being of others, set a very high standard for leadership. And he became a symbol of hope and inspiration for the people, not only in South Africa, but around the world, particularly those that were fighting for human rights and social justice. And his legacy, even in the face of ongoing challenges in South Africa, offers a framework for addressing inequality, corruption, and disillusionment through accountability, inclusivity, and compassion. And for many, his legacy serves as a moral compass, guiding efforts to find durable and just solutions to complex conflicts, and injustices. So I think it's for these reasons that Nelson Mandela stands head and shoulders above every leader of his generation. And for all that I've, said, for me, the Mandela legacy shows that it is possible to be a great human being and a great politician at the same time. And showing respect to friends and enemies alike, you can actually get a long, long, long way. So therefore, I continue to be inspired by this great person.
Wow, that is an amazing way of putting it, Prof. So, as an institution, maybe as MUT, from your own perspective, how should we all commemorate the 2025 edition of the Mandela Month, both students and staff?
Okay, I think that MUT can honor Nelson Mandela's legacy by hosting various events, focusing on community engagement, social justice, and leadership development, whilst also integrating his values into the university's core principles. We can organize community service projects, organize guest lectures, have academic, discussions. So I think the Mandela Day activities are very important because, it is a way that students and staff can participate in community service We can volunteer at local charities, at schools, or even hospitals. We can collaborate with local organizations and communities to identify needs and to develop, you know, sustainable projects that can address all of these social challenges. You know, Mandela's famous quote was, "Education is the most powerful weapon which we can use to change the world."
Yes.
Therefore, we need to emphasize, you know, the importance of education, and we're blessed that we belong to an institution, you know, where we can make this happen. We obviously need to integrate social learning components into the curriculum, which will allow students to apply the academic knowledge to real-world problems, you know, while contributing to the community. So our location is perfect for us, you know, to explore this fully. Mm. And also we need to emphasize the concept of Ubuntu, you know, humanity towards others, which was central to Mandela's philosophy and leadership. Fostering this culture of integrity, ethical conduct, and social responsibility within the university community is very important. And we need to promote diversity and inclusivity and to create a welcoming and equitable environment, you know, for all students and staff.
Wow.
And then if we're in a position to actually develop leadership programs and to cultivate the values of compassion, empathy, and social responsibility. Mm. And by MUT implementing these strategies, I'm sure that, you know, we can ensure that Nelson Mandela's legacy continues to inspire future generations to strive for a more just, equitable, and compassionate world.
Mm. Oh, that is amazing, Prof. So you did mention that you are the faculty representative for community engagement in the Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences. So if I may ask, are there any special activities by your faculty to commemorate this month?
Yes, there are. In fact, we've got very dedicated members of staff that have many registered projects, community engagement projects. And one of the people that that is extremely passionate about community engagement comes from my department, and I must mention his name, Dr. Mbanjwa. Mm. There are several climate change, projects, and I think on the 18th of July, staff went to Umlazi and the Manzamtoti areas. To promote a cleaner and healthier community through environmental activities such as participating in cleanups and tree planting and providing waste management education as well. Then there were also beach cleanups, and the idea was to prevent pollution and to manage waste, especially in terms of preserving our coastal ecosystems. There was also various tree planting ceremonies and environmental awareness campaigns. This was to promote, you know, the health benefits of green spaces. And this took place in various, primary schools within Umlazi. Then there were food security projects as well where, you know, staff participated in vegetable planting and raising environmental awareness. The idea of the vegetable planting and tree planting was to equip, learners with the knowledge and ability to grow their own food, and also to emphasize the fact that, plants beautify, and provide environmental health as well. Mm. They contribute to various things such as, flood control, reducing surface runoff, etc. So that was important. There was also entrepreneurial, campaigns to assist people with business registration. The project team and local partners visited various, schools. They took part in various workshops, and the idea was to develop these skills. And it was aimed at inspiring young learners to develop creative thinking and problem-solving skills. There was also an eradication, campaign where meals were provided to individuals and families in need, within the Durban region. groceries were purchased, etc. And the idea was to ensure that nobody goes hungry, even for one day. So this was a very important campaign. And then also it was to promote science. There was a workshop to promote science, and the idea was to gather student volunteers and community partners, etc. Various schools, will be visited because this activity has not happened yet. Mm. But the idea is to conduct interactive science demonstrations, etc. Do hands-on experiments and have educational talks with learners, primarily, from schools within the Umlazi region. And this is to create awareness on environmental conservation, climate change, renewable energy, etc. But in addition to all of that activities that took place and will take place on Mandela Month, that there are also other activities as well, within the faculty, because within the faculty there are a number of projects that are led by various individuals, dedicated individuals from various faculty, from various departments, agriculture, community extension, environmental health, nature conservation, ICT, etc. And all of these projects are registered with the CEAD and led by very passionate individuals.
Wow, Prof, those are very amazing initiatives and projects, and we hope that you continue to do all these amazing things for the communities around Durban. So just before I let you go, maybe any advice that you would like to leave for the MET community regarding the Mandela Month?
Okay, for Mandela Month, the university community is encouraged to actively participate in initiatives that, honor Nelson Mandela's legacy through service and community engagement. I encourage, staff and students to get involved in donating to food drives, volunteering at soup kitchens, or community projects, participating in campus or even community cleanups. There are a number of activities that have been planned over the month, and it's very important for staff and students to get involved. Additionally, individuals can contribute by raising awareness about social issues, supporting educational programs, reflecting on Mandela's values of reconciliation, equality, and human dignity. And it is important to realize that by actively participating in Mandela Month, the university community can honor the legacy. And what is important is that the activities must not stop. It should demonstrate an ongoing commitment to actively participate in community engagement activities throughout the year. And staff and students can join several of these registered projects or even encouraged to even start their own. Mm. There are always, people that will be readily available to assist them, because every department has departmental representatives that are involved in community engagement. And active participation in community engagement activities encourage social responsibility and citizenry. So I think it's very important that that we actively recruit students to act as volunteers and even staff to participate in all of these community engagement activities and projects.
Mm. Oh, that is amazing. Thank you very much, Prof. That was very enlightening. And thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Have a nice one. Yes, so that was Prof. Kubert Naidoo joining us live on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.